Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest has been actively involved in the South Carolina-Israel collaboration, which hosts annual visits to Israel aimed at fostering new relationships and potential ventures between Israeli startups and the South Carolina medical technology and business communities. He says this relationship has been beneficial to his business because Israel happens to be one of the leaders in high-tech cosmetic medical lasers, which he is now incorporating into his practice. Dr. Ram Kalis is owner of Plastic Surgery of the Carolinas, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Ram, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us about this collaboration with Israel.
Well, this is something that Jonathan Silker took the lead on and started about 6 years ago, I believe. It has been just a remarkably successful venture that I'm by no means an appropriate spokesperson for, but I've been part of the delegation twice now. And it's designed to help Israeli startups, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners know Israel is sort of regarded as the startup nation. It has just a tremendous amount of innovation and energy and entrepreneurship going on in virtually all sectors, from biomedical to agritech to cybersecurity, green energy, and the list goes on and on. And so the delegation every year has a little bit of a different emphasis. This year definitely had a strong emphasis on cybersecurity with an international cyber conference in Tel Aviv at the same time as we included a trip down to Beersheba, which is slowly becoming a kind of a international cyber hub. So it was just a very exciting trip from all kinds of aspects.
Well, tell us about the plastic surgery business these days. It sounds like with these new high-tech lasers that maybe the business is trending towards more of this non-invasive type of thing?
That's exactly right, Mike. Everybody knows all about plastic surgery and realizes that plastic surgery is surgery, which requires, of course, incisions, sometimes smaller, sometimes greater, but it always requires anesthesia and recovery and downtime and certainly a break from strenuous exercise and so on and so forth. So if we can offer non-surgical solutions that are office-based that don't have essentially any downtime, patients seem to be gravitating toward those.
Tell us how some of these new technologies work.
A lot of these are energy-based, and there are different energy forms that are deliverable through some sort of a device. The ones that we've incorporated into our practice and the ones that are probably most familiar to your listeners are going to be light energy-based devices such as lasers, intense pulse light, which is a different kind of spectrum, but still very effective for certain treatments like small veins and rosacea, redness in the cheeks, things like that. The other one that's really exciting and very cutting edge is radio frequency. We know that heat energy delivered at the proper anatomic level, either through the skin, which we call percutaneous or transcutaneous, or under the skin, which is referred to as sort of a microinvasive technology where we introduce through a small, literally a needle puncture, a wand that can deliver heat energy. We know that that heat energy can cause two desirable effects. One, fat reduction, and two, skin tightening. The percutaneous radio frequency devices will cause skin tightening and a little bit of fat melting, and that can be used both on the face and on the body.
What percentage of a typical plastic surgeon's business would you say is strictly cosmetic versus needed because of injuries or accidents or illnesses?
Great question. Every plastic surgeon's practice is going to have a little bit of a different answer to that question. My own practice is still definitely dedicated to reconstructive patients as well as cosmetic patients. In the reconstructive arena, some of these devices can be used to improve scars. They can be used to improve stretch marks. I do a fair amount of breast reconstruction, for example, after mastectomy, and sometimes the patient is going to heal with a kind of a thick or a pink scar that is really detracting from the overall aesthetic outcome. And so we can use these devices and other techniques to improve the scar and try to make that as invisible and inconspicuous as possible as well.
Well, Dr. Kalis, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Ram Kalis is owner of Plastic Surgery of the Carolinas. He joined us by phone from his office in Mount Pleasant. And we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.